The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Hello, other regular people.
No, you're right.
How you living out there, regulars? Grinding?
Number one.
Hell yeah.
You have the right to free speech.
I gotta give props on this episode. I'm landing the plane a little late. But the much wiser half of me, that's right, the better half, she says, better late than later. I mean, those weren't her exact words. I'm a little more poetic. But the point was, is I was like, hey, should I just wait and release it regular time, you know, Monday morning? She said, no. People are thirsty, dude. They want it. Get it. So here I am, guys. We recorded this episode before we left. I'm on the road right now with my lady. We're doing a Midwest hot loop. We've already been to Cleveland. We've already been to Detroit. We've already been to Chicago. I'm sitting in Milwaukee. In a little rental car, by the way. A Chevy Spark. Do you know what a Chevy Spark is? You'd think it would be an electric car. But no, that's a Chevy Volt. That's right, the Volt's not a Spark, because I believe the connections are good. But the point is this. I drove this little-ass car. I mean, it's Micro Machine style, dude. I drove this little-ass car into Detroit, and I felt that city weep. They said, this is what the government regulation has made of our industry. Dude, if I got rear-ended in this thing, I mean, I don't know. It ain't good. It's a little car. It's like a smart car, but a little bit bigger. It is interesting, right? Government regulation has really killed Detroit, and yet they still continue to vote for large government. We looked it up. They do. I mean, I'm not going to get into who's which doing what, but we looked it up as of last election, which you can't trust, because as you may have heard me say on this podcast, they did not count my vote in the last election, and that's not something I found on Reddit. That is something I witnessed in person and have 20 years of experience voting in person to know what an election looks like. Either way, you can't trust it. But according to the last election, they voted for big government. And now I'm driving a Chevy Spark. Anyway, that was a rant, and I will get off of it. Today, coming at you with 889 BC, we're calling it Mango Maniacs. I know, it sucks to be a fanboy, you know, but we are. These guys can pretend that they're not, and they will deny it because, well, they're trying to be trad males. I'm too. I am too. That's right. A traditional male, trad male. We're coining the terms right there with sock med, social media. The point is here in Pittsburgh, Andy Stuchel, check him out. Andy Mango, Stooch, memes, you know, Instagram, Facebook, and whatever the point is. We're all a fan of his work, and we did talk about it a little bit, and I thought it would really rub the guys the wrong way if I made him into fanboys. So, tonight, today, to whenever you're listening to it, 889 BC with Blake Scala, Skywalker, and Corey Henderson. But let's not get into the app yet. Let's go to our unofficial sponsor, in no way affiliated with the podcast. Today is government oversight. That's right, the hypocrisy of democracy, the bureaucracy of capitalism merger with government. Today, I reside, well, not today, but I do reside normally, today I'm in Milwaukee, in the borough of Forest Hills, nestled next to Pittsburgh. And I got a letter. And I'm not mad about what the letter told me to do. What I'm frustrated with is mankind's inability to reason. Okay? Now, this is from the government. So from the same people that brought you the green Move It, from the same city that has a sign that says Tree City, USA, Forest Hills. They can't see the forest through the trees. And what does that mean? What do I mean when I say that? What's a forest got? Forest has got a canopy. Everyone knows that. Well, I don't know if you don't, you do now. Canopy's the leaves. It's up top. It blocks the sun. But underneath it, what do you have? You have the hardy, unkillable species. That's right. Up top, you've got, what do you call it? The 1% of vegetation. And down below, what do you have? The rest of us. And in the city of Forest Hills, they've sent me a letter and it said, pull your weeds, you asshole. And I get it, dude. If you live across the street or if you're a regular guy like myself, you want property values up. And I'm not mad that I have to pull my weeds. What I don't understand, though, is the same people who told you, let's go green. You know what I mean? Let's recycle. We pick it up on Wednesdays. Let's vote for... You get it. They say some plants are not created equal. That's right. Not all plants are created equal. Eugenics, now available in plant form. Yeah, the eugenics in Forest Hills say that anything that's not... I don't remember how the letter was worded. But the point is, is we recorded this podcast, and then I very shortly thereafter got this letter, and I had to wake up before we went on the road about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and start pulling weeds so that we could get this little Chevy Spark rent-a-car and hit the highway. Because if not, I was going to be issued a citation for, that's right, purifying too much air in the neighborhood of Forest Hills. Why are plants bad? You ever think about that? People are like, there's too many of this kind of plant, and I don't like the way it looks. Sounds specious, right? Anyway, moving on. The episode is brought to you by government oversight and the hypocrisy of bureaucracy. On the episode today, making up for when I cut him off, Corey Henderson and two regular fellas. We're all regular guys or gals or others. Today, Blake Scala, Skywalker, Corey Henderson. Let's get into it.
Hey, buddy. That was sick because when I thought you got married, I'm like, you got married in like sweatpants, whatever the fuck those are. I was like, what a fucking Chad move.
Am I a Chad, dude? Am I a total Chad?
I think if you get married in that, that's pretty sick. Sweatpants with cargo pockets? Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's cool.
Yeah,
wear a fucking... torn up hat.
That's this mechanic's
15
hat.
15 years ago. Old. Dude, I smell like armpits. I just realized.
Yeah, dude.
Nope, it was him.
That's it, yeah.
Nah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not me. Come on, let's get real.
Corey's a germaphobe, dude. You're lucky he's even around us.
I'm scared of germs, dude. I don't want him to get married at all.
What? What do you say? Did you say didn't or don't?
I don't want him to get married.
He doesn't, because Corey wants me on the market, so there's still hope.
Oh, I thought you were talking about yourself. Yeah, you're never doing that.
Hell no.
Hello. You're not married?
Two kids.
No.
He won't even marry this poor girl, dude.
Hell no.
Oh, no wonder she's going for it.
Yeah. That's why she's got
She's hoping for one of those, like, where I, you know, she's on her deathbed and I ask the elderly couple next door for one of their rings so I can propose to her on her deathbed.
Well, instead you could of do her last
words, he comes in and
wakes
you guys.
Dude, that would be the funniest is if that happens and then you get down on your knee and you're just like, I just want you to know. I've really cherished our time together.
And she flatlined. Yeah.
She never said yes.
God damn it.
Oh, dude, that would be a hell of a way to get pussy. She was on her deathbed.
Did she listen to the pod?
I proposed to her, and she still said no.
No. She doesn't give a fuck. She doesn't care. Well, she does care.
She
but
does care.
But why are you out of the house nowadays? What is your who set you loose? Because you used to be at home all the time.
He's first
she was
off, you're a man.
He had
house,
to worry
right?
about her dying at any moment.
Oh yeah, I mean, I didn't really care about that too much. But.
So now that you've got a newborn, it's easy to leave the house.
Yeah, she's got stuff to do, so now I go. Yeah.
Care for
Listen,
a child.
You seem busy. I'm gonna step out for the evening if you don't mind.
I see those tits are taken. Yeah. I'll be walking out.
Yeah. My daughter showed me. She's like, Dad, look at this video I took of the baby. And then she shows me on her.
I like that your daughter calls it the baby.
Oh, you got an iPad, child?
No, my kid has an iPad, but she doesn't have the code for it, so she has to come get us to get the code.
Responsible parent.
Hell yeah. And she's like, look at this, you know, look at this video I took of Penny. And I look, and it's just my girl with her tits straight out, like, playing with the baby. I'm like, this is, I look at Kayla, I'm like, this is like soft core porn right now. And you know, I'm like, and it's asking, on your child's, what the fuck is this?
I'm always asking to see pictures of your family, you know?
Check out these.
What's the deal?
Does your daughter have a number? Could I text her? Yeah, just whenever you got.
Yeah.
Send me all the kid videos of the baby.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Uncle Blake's real interested in the new baby.
I'll do you a solid. I'll watch the baby for you this weekend.
I tell you what, I'm never going to be able to suck on her tits pretty much ever again in my life.
Does it ruin them? Does it ruin them?
They do get calloused. Yeah.
I heard that it like makes their nipples all longest style.
Tell you what, and she wouldn't appreciate this, but
223
her tits are totally different than when they were like pre-breastfeeding. Because having a kid, they kind of stay the same.
Said good or bad.
I mean, they look different. They're not. It's not good or bad.
Okay.
They just look.
Okay.
Beforehand, they're just.
That's kind of like my nice, dude. You got a new lease on life.
Yeah, it's kind of like there's like less of an areola and they go more into torpedo mode, if that makes sense.
Yeah, put a bag over your head and you're dating a whole new chick. It's pretty nice. It's like two marriages. You know what I mean?
That is true.
Dude,
that is true.
She's already got big jugs, dude. She's carrying 2 gallons of milk per tit. Oh, easy. Yeah.
Per?
Well, one's like 3 gallons. The other one's like 2 gallons. Yeah, one tit puts in real work. And the other one's just like, I'm just chilling.
That's utterly ridiculous, dude.
Utterly. I see what you did there.
My little brother would be biting the shit out of my mom's nipples growing up. Dude.
And he's 22.
Yeah, he was gnawing.
Yeah, they say they ruin your nips.
I don't know. See, Jen got lucky, dude. She just used that little pumper thing, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That was like, that's the best kind of breast.
Oh, it doesn't ruin the nipple?
No, fixes the entire tit, dude.
All right. Noted.
A nipple pump that's used strictly for aesthetic reasons?
No, like the breast milk pump.
No, yeah. She has that, too.
She's doing an hour and a half on tits.
Some of them, guys, listen, this is the parenting podcast, baby. Regular parenting.
Don't cut off our conversation just because you're dullard.
Yeah. Sorry, man. I found out I have ADHD. It's a thing I do.
That's probably because you had formula, dude, and that'll make you autistic.
That's right, dude.
You
know? Yeah. If your mom would have had a fucking.
Are you kidding me, dude?
That's too real.
Much DHH. My mom
didn't even believe in breast pumps, dude. That's where they get all the chips in and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, she didn't believe in pumps. She just fucking rang her tits out into a cup and fed them.
I wish your dad believed in breast pumps. I'll tell you that right now. It's a titty fucking joke. No big deal.
He was the one who's breast pumping. No doubt about it. Yeah. Oh, it's funny because the baby won't latch sometimes, so she'll just like kind of just gum. You know how kind of a fish kind of just kind of takes.
I don't know
anything
about it. I want you,
but
to
you know what you know about fish.
I know about
and
fish.
So they kind of hit the hook. They kind of playing with it, the nipples. So my kid's just like teasing my chick's tits like
she's
all the time,
striking.
And I'm like, what the? She's like, just licking on him. And I'm like, what the fuck is this kid doing?
Why are you letting
encroaching
her do
on my territory?
Why are you letting?
You better
her do
knock that shit off.
You named
business, no pleasure.
You named this unit Penny, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because she's a copper top like her dad?
No, I'm not a fucking copper top.
You're a copper top, dude.
Her hair is kind of red, which is what we weren't looking for.
No,
but
he's keeping, because he's cheap. That's why he named her
Penny.
That's
true, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, I just found out today redheads are better in bed. See,
they are.
Your daughter's got a bright future.
That's exactly what I wanted my kids to be, sexual phenoms. Fuck yeah, right? I'm like, I want my kids to be stacked and good at sucking dick. Thank God.
Thank.
We got a redhead, so there's no worry about that. My eldest, I got to teach her how to do things, but this one here, she's born with it, and that's nice.
dude, those are going to be some awkward years teaching the first one, I can tell you that.
Well, wait till you have your first one, dog.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's going to be good for you, dude. $5, he says he puts that thing in a baby Bajor and hops on that ninja to go to an open mic.
That's the thing I don't get about fucking, like, everybody's like, and I'm guarantee I'm wrong because everyone else is like this, but they're like, oh, once you have a kid, you just can't do anything. I'm like, put the fucker on your back and walk outside, dude. I guess.
Well, the baby can't support its neck, dude. I can't wait till this thing's walking around in a halo for 6 years.
You got COVID. This thing will be like a fucking turtle out of a shell. This thing's neck. Strong neck, dude. This kid's neck.
Yeah, dude. At post-COVID babies. Did you have a post-COVID baby?
Yeah, mm-hmm. dude.
Yeah.
So, like, you and your wife had COVID?
Yeah, we both did, yeah.
Nice, dude. And it came out normal, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, normal as it can be, I guess.
Right.
We don't know.
With your bloodline, that makes sense, yeah.
That's true.
What's wrong with his bloodline, dude?
Huh? It's pure.
Is it?
Yeah, that's no genetic diversity, as they call it.
Yeah.
You got anything non-alcoholic in there?
Yeah, I've got...
Hear that?
Jesus.
Non-alcoholic.
Dude, why are you tapering down now?
I've got a body armor.
He's just going to open it up and pour it on the ground. There you go. Water. Get this pussy shit. Give me a fizzy water and one of those dildos you got in there if I could.
I don't need that. I'll just use the can.
Yeah, dude. You're butt chugging.
Butt chugging water.
Non-alcoholic beer.
Shotgun.
Doing a handstand.
Now that's how you hydrate.
Crack that open for me, will you? I got my hands busy.
Dude, that'd be a hell of a commercial for fizzy water, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
Uncracking the can inside me.
Now, do you burp or do you fart to sell that commercial? Do you got to burp?
I think the closer is smashing the can with your ass cheeks and then throw it in the recycle bin.
I think the question is, what's a burp and what's a fart?
Clamp down on it.
What is a burp and what's a fart?
Because
in that situation,
if the basement is the attic, really, right now,
right?
Then you know.
But it would be.
That's the upside down, dude. That's some Stranger Things stuff you're doing.
Well, I've missed how we became the attic.
Never what do you mind. Mean?
Because he's upside down.
Yeah, and if you're butt chugging, what's burping and what's farting?
Yeah, that's true.
It's you're like on the East Coast now, dude. You got to skip all kinds of
questions.
Words.
Strong fucking premises here.
You need another one there, Sky, or no? The recycle can is the big blue one. That's the trash can.
Well, I don't recycle because I'm not queer.
Recycling is a scam, dude. Did you know that?
Yes, no.
Vape here, Sky.
I did not know that. Oh, that's but I don't know that now.
No, just let me finish my coffee, then I'll have
that's
a
hands, what I'm asking.
Okay?
Yes or no?
You well, you are in a hurry all of a sudden.
I was trying to be a good host.
Speaking of hosts, dude.
Hell yeah.
How about you and the bone, man?
Yeah, you guys take it. It's the fucking feral hog, all right? That's the new reiteration of Trevor.
Technically, we're at my wake right now.
He's not. Yeah. He's
technically,
not the
we're at my
bone
wake.
Dog. Anymore.
I'm 2 for 2 on sign-up post, dude. That last one was good.
Yeah.
This one was pretty okay.
The one... I didn't see this one, so you'll have to break it out to me here, maybe in a reveal at
good.
The end of this. But sure. The last one was the American History X one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking phenomenal.
Tasteful.
Tasteful.
Possibly the best open mic
I'm telling you,
poster
dude.
I've ever
you can't do it like me,
seen.
Babe.
Yeah.
You can't do it like me.
That was so funny, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Ed Norton, man. I didn't know he was into comedy, man.
You know what I wanted to do?
What was with the hat?
Huh? Okay, so there's a picture of Trevor, and that's Trevor's hat and hair. So that was an ode to him. And so I said, I was going to use the, there's a picture, or there's a part in the movie, in American History X, where he's wearing a wife beater, and he pulls it down, and he goes, this means not welcome, right?
Mm.
So he's showing the swastika, and he's like, this means not welcome. Ooh. And I wanted to have that, and just put the Parkway thing over that, and
right,
it just says, this means welcome.
Right.
That's
right,
what I wanted
right,
to
right,
do.
Right.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find one that
where
wasn't
just
like
showing it off.
Well, where it wasn't like covering it up or it was fucking it wasn't Russian subtitles on it and I'm like, I'm not fucking.
You want to do a screen cap, so you got that far.
Yeah,
all right. All right
well, yeah, I wasn't going to fucking watch the or fuck around with the movie to find it. I was like, this
dude,
is fine.
Dude, how fast do you do these things? Like minute, 2 minutes.
He's a flyer maker.
Oh no, it takes
comedian,
time to do
dude.
Stuff.
I mean, probably I don't know, 15 minutes or something.
Yeah, you got to resize that head to fit the fucking cap, dude.
Yeah. But it's kind of crude. I like that it's kind of crude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's what makes it fun.
It's not only crude, but it's crude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
With a capital rude.
I was like doing pseudo racist stuff. That's pretty fun.
Pseudo's probably a little light of a word.
You think?
Pseudo racist.
That's true. Well, there's nothing. There's literally nothing racist about
racist.
What I did. And I said the mic is tolerant, and that's true.
It is. It absolutely is. There's
it's
no
very tolerant.
There is nobody who can't say whatever anything. They want at Parkway. That's the one thing that Parkway has going for
we
it.
We just don't tolerate people that don't buy drinks.
Yeah,
that's all we don't tolerate.
Yeah, but they actually do. They just
they just bitch about
they
it.
They just bitch
afterwards.
About it. Yeah. Yeah.
But even if you up the ante, like I've had before, like trying to buy people shots and beers, they still don't want to take it, dude. They think you're trying to fuck them.
Hmm.
I don't know what it is But I can tell you this, it's not the neighborhood that draws in a lot of people. It's a destination, Mike. And that's, you know what I mean? So
you got to start making those event bright things again.
Open mic comedy is dangerous. Why not do it in a dangerous part of the city? Come on, dude.
Yeah, we could make that the marketing. The most dangerous comedy in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm.
It is, dude. Last week, someone wanted to fight me, and Aaron, thank God, stepped in.
No.
And I'll let him know that he would beat his ass in my honor, which was nice.
I think you were just fine. But the point was, I couldn't listen to the guy talk.
Yeah, we need to start filming every fight that happens at Parkway and, you know, cut a promo video.
Hell yeah, dude.
Snodgrass's ass right in the
That was a sucker punch in front of his mama, dude.
Yeah, that was a classic. It was a classic. I wish I had memes of that, but
dude,
I just
people
don't.
Always say that that's a bitch move, but dude, he just upped the ante, dude. He's like, I hit you in front of your mom.
On site is a real thing, mom too, especially if you tell somebody on site ahead of time, then they better know. You know what I mean? Do you even know who that guy was? I don't even know who that guy was.
I don't know his name, but
was it Dennis, the big mixed guy?
No. He was like some kind of pudgy white guy with glasses
little teeth.
And he came
little
over.
Teeth.
Yeah, he came over and he started talking shit on Corey. And I was like, all right, that's fine. We all talk shit on each other. But then he kept at it to the point where I was like, oh, this guy's serious.
He's
like,
mad.
And Aaron's like kind of drunk at this point.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, what are you serious right now?
And he's like, yeah, I just want to beat the shit. I just want to beat the shit out of you. I'm like, what are you, bro? What
I like
are you
hearing your
about?
Version of it. It's good.
That is what happened. I was more sober than your drunk ass.
I remember it all. It was burned into my head.
Yeah.
What I remember is listening to it, and by the third time the guy told you he wanted to beat you up, I was like, oh, he's not joking. And then I like cut off their conversation. I like put my hand between them. And I turned to Corey and I said, is he serious right now?
I said, yes.
And then I said, and then Corey started talking to me, and I was like, and I cut Corey off, and I looked at the guy, and I go, are you serious right now? And then that guy goes, yeah. And after that, I was like, dude, and it wasn't just about me. It was like, what kind of an idiot would start a fight with the guy who hosted the open mic, who is clearly, like, friends with everyone in the room? Like, I just had to explain to the guy that was a real dumb move, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Bad move, dude.
Yeah, it was a real, I mean, it was just.
We're taking turns on your unconscious.
Yeah.
That was 2 weeks ago.
No, that was last week.
That was last week.
Yeah.
Last week?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm in a different time zone.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Well, maybe he did that because he didn't know.
You weren't hosting last week.
Yeah, that's true.
I felt bad because I do honestly respect, and not the fact that he did it for what he did, but for the fact that he was willing to do it. Like, I respect anyone who walks up to somebody and says, hey, I want to kick your ass. You know, that takes a lot of balls to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, in a low IQ, this guy's a fucking idiot, dude.
I'm trying to figure out who
he was.
He
was an idiot, but
not smart.
But I do respect that he was able to do that. I don't respect why he did it. Like, he was like, you know, because what he kept saying was like, I don't know, I just see him on stage, I want to kick his ass. He couldn't even be like that thing he said about blah, 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 or none of that.
No sense.
I told you had a face that makes people want to fight you.
That's true.
That is kind of what he was saying. He was kind of just like, I see you, I just want to fucking change your face.
I made fun of him one time. But he was shitting on me, so I made fun of him, and I don't even know what I said. But I remember one time he was like, you don't even know who I am. And I'm like, no, I don't.
Dude.
And then he goes, I make $100,000 a year, and I'm like, no, you don't. I just said, no, you don't. And he goes, well, I make pretty good money. And I'm like, okay, all right, well, if I can haggle you down.
If someone just says to you, I'm going to beat your ass, and you just spark them, knock them out right there, are you good?
I think you're good.
Yeah, that's...
I think you're good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's in self-defense.
No, you're not good in the law's eyes, but in like the...
Everyone else is giving you fist bumps.
Yeah, as far as
I'm not asking, like, is that cool? You're going to get plenty of fucking high
fives. No, I'm saying, like, can I go to jail?
Wow, you really put a stop to that one.
You need to make sure there's witnesses to the threat.
Yeah, there's...
Yeah, dude, 40 of your best comic buddies would be like, yeah, he took a swing at Corey.
Yeah, he definitely swung a few times.
Corey put him down, then Douglas hit him, and then all of a sudden Blake just boxed up his ribs real quick.
I think if you say, I am afraid for my safety, or something like that.
Just elbow him in the
and I just fucking yeah. hit him hard.
Just light him up.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't feel safe.
And I'm afraid said for no. my
safety.
Yeah, exactly. You just fucking light him up. I think.
Yeah,
I think
it's funny if you scream like that. Yeah. No one's gonna know what's going on. They're like,
I said
did,
no.
He did say no, like real loud.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was a quarrel.
Yeah, if you just say no, don't. I'm afraid for my safety. Then bam, yeah, as just, hard as
and
you
then
can.
He wakes up to Trip sodomizing him with a crutch.
Dude, I see you putting a piece of gum in his mouth afterward, dude. That's your calling card.
Do you think he'll be back tonight, that guy?
I hope so.
I feel bad. I don't know if I want to see him again. Because I like,
well,
go, I don't know
go
what
up to him and go, I just want to beat the shit out of you. Yeah.
I'm going to put money
no,
on
I don't
see, here's the thing. That dude, Corey was living rent-free in that dude's head for probably
oh,
a year.
Oh, that's exactly
that's
what
true, cause,
that's
cause
exactly
he goes,
what
he goes, I remember, I go, I don't think about you literally at all. Literally at all. I go, I don't think about you at all, dude.
Dude, you're imprinted on his heart,
see,
man.
See, that's the thing, is now maybe I'm imprinted in his head.
I don't even know your name, dude.
And now
your
name
was small.
That just means he ain't going to do anything if he sees you there, dude.
No, I think he's going to come with a gun and shoot me and Corey.
That's true.
Oh, dude, well, I'll be packing, dude. How about I just
all right, well, you'll have to
up,
avenge our death, but yeah. at the same time, I wish I was alive.
It, yeah. If the dude makes it, trust me, if he's making a, what did you say, good money? He's making good
he's
money,
making
dude.
Good
he
money.
Might be going to the range. You, it might be here last night.
No, he's going to the fucking...
I put money on it. He'd try to stab you first, dude. And we got Johnny Trafficante, dude, the king of the switchblades.
That's true.
We're
king,
fine.
I mean, not a switchblade, a regular old knife. It's
a
totally
regular
legal.
Old legal
totally
knife.
Totally legal knife. The yeah. kind that you're, whatever this county says.
I think it was under 3 inches.
Just, yeah. Or actually, it's usually
sounds
over.
Like me, dude, under 3 inches.
No,
it's
yeah,
all it's, legal under drawers.
It's under
dude.
If it's not fixed, over if it is.
Oh, I don't know anything. Okay.
God, dude.
I'm just,
well, any
you,
blade
you
is
don't look
fixed
at your stabbing
if it's in your hand, dude.
I'm sorry. We keep talking over each other. I didn't hear
I'm
anything you said.
Only, baby.
Never mind, dude. We had good dick jokes over here. You keep talking about that license to kill. Missed out on that.
No. Yeah. And pause.
Yeah, we got to regroup here, dude.
Speaking
I don't know what's going
licenses.
On. I
get, no,
you like that edible?
Chill. Actually, it's gone now. It was only 25 mg, and I don't want.
Oh, come on,
I
dude.
Don't want, because then maybe later I'll stand up after the podcast and be like, oh, I shouldn't have had 25 mg.
Corey already ate three of them, dude.
No, you
I can't, dude. No, I've only ate edibles one time, and I got real cotton mouth, dude. And I remember I felt like my tongue was getting fat, so I flipped it vertically.
You flipped your tongue.
I flipped my tongue so I could get more airflow in my mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everyone knows what you mean. That's so logical.
Yeah, well, it helped me out, but I was fucked up.
What the fuck?
I was like,
I flipped my tongue, you know, vertical.
Yeah, no. I did one of these.
I can't believe you can do that. Can anyone else do that?
Dude, he deals
can,
with that kind
you,
of stuff all
can
day.
You do that? If
dude, everybody
grown
knows that. Dude.
I can't do
unreal.
It. I'm the only guy?
Yeah. You yeah. might be tongue-tied, dude.
You've never been raped.
Jesus Christ. I feel bad for Cindy's pussy with a tongue game like that.
I can't believe that. I'm the only guy in the room who can't turn his tongue vertical.
You hear her scream from upstairs, we know. We know you can't.
Thank you for saying it.
Yeah, yeah, that's what about right.
You can't push or maintain rhythm either.
I don't know why you keep trying to use her arms.
I've been wondering why she has a metronome in the bedroom. That's so
and a one, and a two, and a three, and a four.
Yeah, man, she starts it up before I go to sleep, and then I start subliminal. I don't know. I guess that must be it.
They just came out with a video game like that. It has all these, it has that, what's that guy from...
Throw it at the corner, dude. You can make it. The big blue bucket.
Kaboom.
Look at that. Nailed
dude,
it,
you
dude.
Just sort his trash like that?
He's a
dude,
fucking...
You just sort his trash? That's
dude, I'm Woody Harrelson. White man can't do
he... I do keep him around to sort my trash.
That's unreal. Yeah. I don't comply.
He doesn't.
Nope.
Yep, he'll leave cigarettes on your porch and let him.
You know
let
what
the
I
wind
do?
Blow him into your yard.
I tell you
and
what,
and then your dog eats them. That's what they.
Yeah,
that's what
dogs are allowed to eat. Cigarettes.
Listen, dude, I watch his
nothing
dog shit at least a 6 foot turd, dude. This dog is insane.
It's not real.
His dog also broke my kid's shoulder, but you know what
that
I mean. This dog
is
nuts,
real.
Dude. He's got it on TRT.
You your dog?
No.
He's got a cat on TRT. Yeah. You should see this fucker's cat, dude. It's thicker than my leg, and that's not like a fat.
You got a Maine
cat.
Coon?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that. But,
no, dude, it's a side coon.
Yeah, he's from.
Let's quit saying coon. That's
you said it to not say.
Dude, this is my favorite.
I want to make
is,
more jokes, and I can't help it. So let's chill.
This is the thing with Gory. If you can embarrass him really easy. Like, there's this gas station down by his crib,
Jesus
right?
Jesus Christ, dude.
We just go in there, and there's this Indian fella in there. His teeth are just annihilated. Mm. Annihilated, dude. It looked like somebody was, like, just started, you know, working the parking garage in Jersey Harbor or something, dude. It was, they were all over the mess. And I started singing a nice little dentistry song to him as I was checking out, dude.
What? Dude, what do you mean? What, you know what he does? He goes, he's embarrassing me. The thing is, you don't have to live there. I live there. I might need to go in there again. What is
now he has to get glared at every time he wants a bag of chips.
There's dogs behind my house that are in a fence that are the neighbors, and he goes, shut up to the dogs while the owner's out there. I go, the owner has no idea what I sound like. The owner might think it's me.
Dude, I say that to my neighbor's dogs.
Telling a dog to shut up is one thing, but telling a guy to counter to he's got gnarly teeth, that's wild.
Sky has always never feared telling someone about their teeth to their fucking face. He has never wavered. He's always done that. Part of why I love him.
Can you give me a verse of this tooth song that
I can't even remember. What did
I don't fucking know.
Did I start singing the tooth?
I walk out the door when he starts
doing it. Dental's expensive as fuck, dude.
I think I was...
If I lose a tooth, I'm fucking...
You're going to Etsy, dude, and getting a tooth. Oh, that's so
no,
fucking funny.
No, I need a single. I just need a single.
You can get that on Mexican Etsy, dude. For sure.
Mexi.
Yeah, Mitzi. Yeah.
I think I've forced a lot of people into getting veneers, dude.
Good stuff. Is that what you said?
Good stuff. I missed it. God damn it. I'll hear it later.
What?
Nothing. Whatever he said. Whatever he said.
Yeah. Good stuff is just a comment that means it's not funny.
Oh, is that what I see? I always get that after my set. I thought, all right, well, now I know. Now
I thought the silence meant I didn't have a good set, but this guy said good stuff, so I think I might be on to something here.
Oh man, everybody had fun at Scarps, dude.
Oh, if they say tonight, good stuff tonight. That's
no thanks.
Everything you said was trash.
That's the nail in the coffin. I've been having ups and backs and downs and ups with the comedies myself nowadays, you know what I mean? I'm fucking ready to quit one day, and I'm like, that wasn't that bad the next day, you know what I mean? I won't quit, though.
Have you ever said that was a good one, or is it just, I'm going to quit and that wasn't bad?
I think I'm going to leave on a high note, like, that was a good one. I'm out of here.
A lot of people will come up to me and say, good stuff, and I'm like, all right, I'm not going to kill myself. No. And it turns out that was wrong.
No, from me and Corey.
From you guys, good stuff.
I don't know what it means. Yeah, dude, they got...
From real people, they might actually not be
liars.
These
two, they're like dark webbing each other all day, dude. Their communication is too high.
That's not true. We don't communicate that often. I send him a horrific Instagram clip of local or not local comic. And I go, holy
so you're averaging
fuck,
about
what the
five
fuck
a day
is this?
Yeah.
Huh?
We're averaging about at least five posts a day.
Yeah, but that's not our fault. That's their fault.
Do you
fault.
Think you'd be doing that if you were successful comedians?
Yeah. They'd still be doing it.
All right. I just want to make sure that it's your personality and not like your bitterness. Because the bitterness is actually worse. I'd rather you were the type of people who criticize.
If I showed you these clips and you were bitter about these clips, dude.
There'd be a problem.
Jesus
bit
Christ.
Him too. Oh, yeah. We're not.
Yeah, you're just laughing at
them. Not shitting on good comics. Yeah. You're like, he doesn't deserve what he has. No, this is one of the worst jokes I've ever heard in my life.
I do that with the Philly Comedy Network, dude. There's some real winners there.
I got to look into, not Philly, but a couple of cities. Because me and Cindy, in about a week and a half, are like going to drive a car up to South Dakota and then down to Missouri.
Okay.
And we're going to hit as many cities as we can on the way and then fly back. It'll be a rental. You know what I mean? But either way, there's...
For what? Just to do it?
She's got
Why
some,
Missouri?
She's got
straight
some time.
To Indy.
Because, as I was about to say before I was interrupted...
Rude. Okay. Rude again. Okay.
Happened.
Because she's got a bunch of friends that are scattered all over the place because they met in college and then they all went on to have successful careers, and careers actually draw you out to places, unlike what we do for a living, which keeps us right where we're at.
Okay.
So she wants to visit these people, and she's like, hey, why don't you come do comedy? You're always talking about we need to go check out different cities for comedy. So I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it.
There you go.
Yeah. But I just have to look up.
Maybe you'll get some good stuff out there.
Oh, I won't learn how to tell jokes, but I'll remember, hopefully, how to tell the old ones, if that... That makes any sense.
There we go.
That's my big hump right now, is I need to get back into writing, and it's because my standard changed.
Dude, being out of town, though, and you're like, let me give him the tight good five, and then you just eat shit. Ooh, anyone ever do that?
Yeah.
Think everybody here.
Oh, my
Definitely.
Lord.
Definitely, 100%.
My plan is to have that at least 20 pain. Minutes of material when I leave so that I can every night change it for four nights in a row and, you know, and then start over. That's my idea. That's my plan anyway. So that would be good, right? You don't think that would be good? It'd be like, yeah. So. It'd be like playing pretend. I'm a real road comic, guys. Yeah. Check me out.
I just hooked up with this dumb bitch with an engagement ring on. What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. Start Holy make hell, up a flyer, her, put tour dates down, dude. Called
yeah.
a tour.
Yeah, dude. People do that. Hey, that's okay. People do that all the time.
Sad as fuck.
Corey and Blake will they'll share your post.
It's not
with each other.
It's not a tour. I mean, if you confirm with people that you're going to be there that night, then it's technically a
date.
The
open mic host. I'm coming through tonight.
Yeah, I agree.
Spot.
And then they post, they're like, I'll be at this venue tonight.
I got a like on my spot. It's a tour.
I'm there for sure.
That is it.
Yeah. That would be hilarious.
Too bad we didn't get to golf today. Do you golf?
I golf.
They gave me these fucking clubs,
I've only golfed...
Dude.
I think we're going to keep them here until you've proven that you're going to use them.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you're
going to... I didn't want to carry them home tonight.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
You know what we should do is always keep mushrooms in there for you. You know what I mean?
Then you'd be golfing all the time, dude. Yeah. And you might actually get better than it.
Golf is hard.
Do you have clubs?
No. I'm left-handed, dude. I'm a southpaw. Yeah.
So we get you and Logan to come out because Logan has left-handed clubs. You guys are cart two and we're
Gamby?
Cart one.
Mahalco.
Mm.
Dude, yeah. My buddy used to golf. He was like, he golfed in high school, and he's like, yo, do you want to golf? And I go, I don't golf. And I go, you know that. He goes, yeah, but, you know, we should golf this weekend. I said, okay, but I'll go with you. I don't have any clubs.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I go, I'm left-handed.
You can rent a bag there, right?
Well, I Who guess, knows? I don't know, at the place, I don't know if you could rent a bag, but he goes, well, my uncle's left-handed, and he golfs. Ooh. He goes, we can get his clubs. And I go, okay. And so we go there. He asked his uncle for some left-handed clubs, and his uncle's like, yeah, sure, you can use these. He goes, oh, and take this new driver. He goes, I just got this driver.
God,
it's like a $500 driver, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I just got this thing. And
See if it works.
I'm like, well, I wouldn't know
Give
if it fucking works
on
or not.
That club.
You know? I wouldn't know if it fucking works or not. But we go there. We're having fun. I'm just literally driving the cart. And then we go up on the first tee, dude. First tee, I'd fucking do not hit it well. I'm like, oh, this game is hard. Okay.
All right. Right
Second
right.
one. I hit it the best I ever hit it, but I shatter his club, dude.
What?
I mean, I fucking snapped this thing in half.
Club if you hit the ball well.
No, I snapped it in half, dude. It snapped like a foot above the
so he was hitting the ground in front of it or something.
I don't know what it did, but it fucking, man, the tip of that club went fucking forever. And I go, oh my God, dude, this is fucking horrific. This is so bad, right?
Yeah.
We had to go back and tell his uncle. I didn't tell him shit, but... my buddy told his uncle.
Good news, bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corey's
hell
okay
of a
golf.
Distance.
He's pretty
good. Distance on the club, 290.
So
distance on the head of your club, 350. Yeah.
And he was like, I think he ended up paying him back. He didn't make me pay him back.
I mean, if it was a brand new club, I hope they got warranty on it.
Come on, dude. Warranty on a club, dog? Come on.
Yeah, I saw a guy at fucking Dick's getting his warranty serviced, if you know what I mean.
Well, if you buy a set, it probably comes within, you know.
Exactly. Or a $500 fucking club.
Ooh, geez.
Well, so I don't golf because I broke one of my other buddy's clubs. He would swing. He got this like half chipper, half wood. I don't know what the fuck it is, but
it's a hybrid.
It was a hybrid club, and he would go in his backyard, and they had a beagle, and the beagle would obviously shit in the backyard, and he would just chip shit around in his yard, right? And
yeah, you got to get underneath it. That's the thing about shit. A lot of people, they'll top the ball.
Sorry, I'm used to the ball sticking to my club.
You don't get any loft.
Oh man.
How did I hit it? It doesn't smell like dog shit. How did I even know if I hit it?
I got before it.
So he would do that, right? And there was a wooden set of stairs, you know, kind of a stoop type thing. And I was sitting on it, and I had a basketball. And I was just throwing up the basketball. And he was standing in front of me, like his body facing me and swinging kind of, obviously,
yeah,
you know, perpendicular to me, right? He's just swinging. There's no shit there. Shit's out in the yard, dude. He's got to hunt for those balls.
Thank God.
So he goes on the backswing, and I throw it into his swing. And he hits it, and it fucking snaps this fucking club in half, dude. Mm. It goes and hits the fucking neighbor's house. He is furious with me, dude.
Nice.
What the fuck would you do that for? Her mom comes out, man. you. What are you screaming? This fucking asshole fucked up my club. Oh, and he was like so pumped. He's like, dude, this thing's like $150. Got it for $30.
And he's hitting shit.
So he's pumped up, dude. And I just break it in half. It was pretty fucking sick.
I feel that guy's pain, dude. That right behind you, you'll see that driver I have, I found for $10. It's a $130, $170 used fucking driver. I can't believe I got it.
We found that at Grand.
No, I found that.
What was the other one you found when?
Oh no, that one's for Blake. Blake, we're gonna get you a better driver. Oh, I found, like you're saying, a guy broke his club, but it's on this hole. If you ever go golfing with us, that it's like an alleyway down a canyon. So, and it's trees on both sides. So you lose balls. We lose like 4 balls every time we drive on that fucking hole. You know what I mean? So somebody else did exactly what we did, and then beat the shit out of their club until it broke off and then threw it in the woods. So then I was like, oh, a golf club. And so if we get that reshafted.
No, I see golf clubs all the time. The Goodwill bins, baby.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but you got to get the you got to get okay clubs. You know what I mean?
I broke Douglas' clubs. Oh, yeah. I broke, what was that, Bertha?
The whale, dude. The whale.
Broke the whale.
My 7-wood. But I got it reshafted. It's not as good with the new shaft. It's... doesn't have the luck.
Can't teach
I believe so much in the fact that because like I told the guy at the place, I was like, all right, look, I need this reshafted. He looks at the fucking golf club and he's like, dude, you know this is like, it's not worth reshafting, right? it's like for the price of reshafting, which isn't a lot, you could buy a better golf club than this, is what he's trying to tell me, you know what I mean? And I'm like, look, this thing's got good luck. I don't care what you say, everyone who hits it loves it. We're reshafting it, so you know, $40 later or whatever, I get it back, and it just doesn't work right. And I told him to make it the exact same length and everything, and I measured it against the other one, and I was like, that old shaft, it must have been good luck.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what I did, I cut the shaft, and I slid it onto my golf bag's leg there. You know what I mean?
I see.
Yeah, yeah. So now I've got, hopefully, next time we go out, dude.
Luck by proxy.
The whale. The whale will proximity. Whale again.
Oh, wait,
dude.
Was I there when you broke that?
Sky broke.
We were
at
the driving range. Remember, you were all pumped up, dude. You had your shirt off. You were an animal.
That's true, dude. Because Blake shows up to hit balls at the driving range on like what a 89 degree day.
Yeah.
In black blue jeans, a black shirt, boots.
Yeah, he's an Antifa soldier. Dude.
Yeah, dude. He's definitely an Antifa soldier, dude. So he's
Doc Martens, baby.
Yeah. He's getting a little sweaty.
Oh, yeah. Doc
Martens. Hell yeah.
He had to play for the Skins while me and Sky were shooting for...
Skinheads, baby. You're Doc Martens. How could you not?
Dude, and we're all horrible That's at true. It, which makes it so fun.
Yeah, Sky's getting a lot better. I hate to give him credit because I really don't like it.
Hitting cards is the best part.
It is, dude. That driving range we go to has, for some reason, uphill.
It's a parking lot. It's a great feature.
It's so stupid. Why does anyone park their car at the end
of a
driving
range? If you can get the ball to stick in the bumper or the grill of the car, dude, it's drinks, dude.
Wow. I've hit at least 4 cars in the time that I've been going to that driving range.
We've had some good times, man. You're missing out on the golf thing. Yeah. Get here.
Golf is an expensive habit, though, or a hobby, isn't it?
Yes, it is and it isn't. If you go to play, like up here, it's not that bad. It depends. No. If you go on the weekend, it kind of sucks. But if you go in the middle of the week.
Yeah, if you're buying a cart all the time, you know what I'm saying? There's 4 of you. You could.
You guys walk?
No. The cart's automatic. No, the place I go to is fucking gutter.
I've only gone to the driving range with them, but
yeah.
I want to drive the cart. That's what I'm in for.
I don't want.
Well, you haven't had a license for 6 years. Of course, you want to drive the goddamn cart.
Dude, all we need is one or two good days of chipping, and you're ready to golf.
You can't. Right?
You've already done your driving
knock
days.
Over a mailbox and a golf cart.
Yeah,
that's all you got left. Just
I did a
180
the last time we went. It said stay off grass, and I was like, "Fuck that! My ball's up this hill, dude."
And you went.
And then the cart just—I was going towards the ball, and it just said,
"I flipped a golf cart." The trip
you
that I
flipped one. Not yours.
No, the golf.
Is this how I thought you said trip? You and trip flipped
it.
I was like,
no,
now
it was. It was the trip that I broke.
The club.
Nice.
So you
I
broke
the
club.
I came down.
Dude, you'd really do have bad luck in golf. But that's good because all of the luck will be concentrated badly in your area, and all of us will have good luck because of it.
So, and you're not driving. Well, you know what? You two can rock, paper, scissors for the cart, dude.
I'm going to ride on the back holding on to it so I can jump at any given moment.
That's fine.
Yeah. Keep your GoPro on.
Yeah.
Get that footage.
Yeah, we're not golfing.
This is not a golf podcast.
No.
It should be. Let's just switch it over, dude. Let's just be a golf podcast.
We should.
Now on.
Anybody watching the tour? Gay!
Oh, my God. I got the best clip. I wish I... No, I don't have... I can't play it. That's too bad. I was listening to a podcast, and two guys were talking, and they were talking about women's golf, and he goes, and how they had like a trans thing, and he was like, wait, I thought women's golf was gay. And he's, the guy was like, no. And he's like, no, for sure, women's golf is gay.
It's gay as hell.
It's a great sound bit. We got to get that fucking
sound bit.
You're right. We got to get a soundboard, is what I meant to say.
I tried.
No, I'm falling short because I have a touchscreen laptop. There's no reason I shouldn't just pay for a fucking stupid soundboard app.
So you can have all the Trump sound bites.
That's what I'm talking about.
There's some good ones,
dude.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I pre-recorded a whole bunch on this thing, but I didn't save them on this thing.
I still have it when I had COVID and I couldn't talk and I was just doing fucking sound bites.
Yeah,
dude. You did your own or you looked them up?
Well, I had to make some of them.
You had to make them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're gonna pull it up?
It's fun as hell to do.
How about that
dude.
Guy in the Trump hat at the notary today, dude?
Oh, he was going to. We hear. And then his wife turns around and she's like, "And there's turkeys up there." He's like, "And there's turkeys all up on that hill."
I couldn't believe it, dude. They're there to get license plates for the car because that's how this fucking state works. They just force you to go through a public business to do anything with the state, which is crazy. But regardless, it stimulates their economy or whatever. So the guys are getting license plates, and it's for like a new Mercedes, and like him, and not a new Mercedes, an old, used Mercedes.
He was stuttering through that.
I thought I was having a stroke. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
That's what we walked into, dude.
The guy just told stories nonstop while his wife was like, and we're like, dude, we got business. We got to do some shit, all right?
God's people, baby.
Dude, the lady working the notary place looks like a bonds lady, you know, like she's there giving out bail numbers. You know what I mean?
Bail bondsman.
She's got not a tattoo bonds, on the back bonds, of her neck that says "fuck old people," and there's two of them right in front of her, dude.
Oh my god!
And they're just back here.
See, I like that part of your story. Everything else sucks.
The turkey's the best.
Yeah, edit out everything but the turkey call.
I'll tell you. Do you see how much?
Dude, we should isolate the turkey call
pocket?
For the soundboard.
Dude, he had a suitcase in his shirt pocket, dude. A suitcase.
Well. What, he had a handkerchief?
What kind of a suit?
Dude, he had letters, pens. He had his cigars. He had his Trump 24.
Do you think people used to put their suits
sometimes
in their
when you
cases?
Open up your suitcase and you go, what do you got in there? Oh, you know, pens, cigars. You know, it's my suitcase, dude. What else am I going to have in it?
Suits. That's what I'm asking. Was there a time where people put suits in a suitcase?
Damn,
guaranteed.
Dude. I've never even heard of that.
Or was it a case with a... You know, what do they
call
it?
That you wear with a suit?
That you wear with a suit. Or a hold with a... You wear a suit with a case, I guess.
That's right, dude. Is there underwear in a briefcase? Come on.
Oh!
Good stuff.
God, damn. God, we gotta get...
Who's getting that premise, guys?
Rock, paper, scissors.
You remember when I was talking to you about... on the way to Parkway one night, I was saying something about... the trope of when you go to prison... Walk up to the biggest, toughest guy, you know, and try to beat the shit out of him.
I mean, fight him.
We're not saying what you would do, dude. We're just saying what would be done. And I was like, wouldn't it suck to be the you're just constantly fighting all the time? And you're like, yeah, dude, that's a really nice premise. And I'm like, it's not a goddamn premise. You got to walk it back. Like, you're like, it wasn't a premise. I'll tell you that. And it wasn't, truthfully.
But when I said it
sound like it. And I go, damn, that sucks.
Can you imagine being the prison's toughest guy?
It is a premise, wow, dude, you stupid asshole.
I hate it, but it's so lame.
But you hate yourself, and that's why you hate it.
Yeah, but not enough people.
No, that's
not enough people
for
really hate themselves. That's why they post cringe shit all the time.
I agree, it's cringy. But why do we? And I'm guilty of it. But why do we cringe? Why do we cringe? Because we think that people are better than that, right?
No, you don't think so.
I think that,
no.
You don't think?
Well, that, maybe they're better than that. Like they should know better than to ever post something horrific. Like
humans should have the ability to observe thyself in a way that makes you understand that what you're doing is very derivative. Well, that's the most cringy thing I can think of, honestly. Other than what is awkwardness? I guess is.
I mean, when you upload a clip where you're like objectively bombing, it's like, does this guy not know he's bombing?
He's never had a chance and probably never will have the chance to be in front of a real audience.
No, it's not always the case, dude. It's not always the case.
Well, don't get me wrong. They're probably bad, too. But I'm just saying, like, he uploaded it because it's not like he's going to be at the improv next week. You know what I mean? Like, this in front of the coffee shop thing is the only shot he's got.
Yeah, but I've seen improv, people that are on the improv that have horrific clips
all right.
from the improv.
Well, none of us have a clip, so let's just say we're throwing stones in a brick house because you can't knock down what you don't find.
And with enough stones, you can knock it down, dude. No doubt about it.
You know, glass is stone.
I have unposted clips.
So yeah, I do too, man. That Wolfie show I did where it was for the disabled kid that I told a bunch of kid jokes at, that's recorded.
Oh yeah, yeah. My fucking veteran one's recorded too.
Is it
somewhere? Someone's
nice,
got that,
dude. What town was that in?
Oh, I don't even know. I forget.
I don't get, and this is you guys if you've been here your whole lives, but like this density of population, it blows my mind sometimes. You know what I mean? Because I grew up like wandering through the forest, staring into pools of water, and like to even hit a gravel road, I have to drive like 50 minutes to find a gravel road. I don't even know if I could find a gravel road in 50 minutes, other than like a residential. Do you guys have gravel roads?
Yeah, dude.
What do you mean? Like,
they're all up north, dude. Come on. Yeah. It's called tar and chip, dude.
That's not gravel road, dude. No. Tar and chip is like asphalt fake.
Yeah, I know where gravel roads are.
Can you hit a gravel road and go for 7 to 8 miles?
Probably not, no.
Yeah, see, that's crazy to me, dude. I don't know.
No, maybe half a mile, probably.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Is like, you guys are like, oh, this we just never paved this one spot
reason. What are all these roads these country fellas are talking about? Show me, dude, these gravel and dirt roads, you fuck.
I used to travel gravel at like 80 miles an hour on like a 1978 Honda. You know what I mean? Like, just terrible idea. No helmet, t-shirt and shorts. Fucking 17 years old, being like, woo-wee! It's fun when it gets loose. God, dude. It's crazy, dude. I remember for 10 years, had a really nice motorcycle. It was like a dual sport, which means like on-off-road.
Two sports, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, what the fuck are you drawing over there?
Good stuff.
I'm trying to fix this drawing right now, dude.
Why are you drawing? This is not a visual podcast. Anyway.
Dude, it's
what's it? Have you seen Critters the movie?
No.
It's a wonderful like graphics, you know what I mean? Like B-boot movie. And they're like these things that are called critters, they're aliens, somehow they get here, I don't know. But what they do is they roll up into a ball.
Oh, I've seen that.
Yeah. And then they roll places and they all open up and eat whoever's there.
I might have seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have hated that. That's all like the that's all in the same vein of like what's the movie where like the plant grows bigger and starts eating people.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Yep. Yeah, all like that's all the same shit. And like Gremlins, I don't like any of that.
No, because you're right. It is the same like in some ways. Right, you're right. But Critters, I mean, it's a real film. Unlike
I'm a big fan of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You ever seen?
I hate that movie.
It's a good movie,
dude. The Big Ants. That's awesome. You're mad about the Big Ants?
I don't like any of that. See, my girl's trying to. She's showing our daughter like all these '90s shows that we grew up watching. So like, Are You Afraid of the Dark and like Goosebumps. Fucking Goosebumps. And she got her to watch Rocco's Modern Life, dude. Do you remember that?
I've only heard stories. Dude, okay. I didn't have cable.
Come on, dude.
Did you fuck with that?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
All you city.
So
kids,
yeah, we all thought it was good, right? So she watches some of it, right? And then. There's the new Rocco movie, shows Bighead's son as a trans woman now.
Nice.
Right?
That's what you got to teach your children.
They obviously have the spiral, which is a pedophile symbol, 100%.
What is it?
Oh, yeah. It's on the
iPad. Oh, dude, I'm learning this. I love it.
Anytime you see that spiral,
spiral means?
Yeah, it's a pedophile symbol,
means
100%.
Pedophile.
Yeah, the FBI said it.
100%. Just like the OK symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
FBI
never lies,
dude. Yeah, FBI is on point, dude.
Yeah,
every day.
White supremacist.
So what's
spiral?
So she sees
shade.
That, right?
Actually, this is kind of a spiral. Look, all the lines coming into the white supremacist.
Ooh. It's a white power thing,
but it's that's what I'm saying. Oh, okay, white power. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Come
okay
on, dude.
Symbol.
Respect.
But it does look like a swirl, right? Look,
no, dude. Come
look,
on,
look, dude. I'm pointing.
It's three sixes, is what it is, dude. That's a devil's.
Oh, is that what it is? Mm-hmm. So you're. All right, you're satanic players.
Hey, dude, you need to let go.
Satanic white supremacist.
Oh, yeah,
you need to let go and let
God, so she showed her the movie, right? And that was the whole big thing when the movie came out. There was a whole thing about people shitting on it because it's supposedly they're anti-trans if they don't like it, da-da-da, whatever. And so she watches that, and then she watches more Rocco's Modern Life, the old school one, and she sees Big Head's son. That's the
son. How old's your daughter?
8.
Okay.
And I go, oh, is that the son? She goes, yeah, he looks different. And I go, yeah. I go, what do you think about that? She's like, it's just weird. It's just weird. Now, listen, I'm not saying anything to her because it's very we're very, like, believe it or not, pretty fucking progressive.
Yeah, you're libtard, dude.
Yeah. When it comes to the kid, we're pretty libtarded out here.
Yeah.
You so want
to have an easy life.
Rocco's Modern Life, I didn't know they had genitals. I didn't know it was a big... Yeah.
Now they
well,
do. I mean,
well, they don't need they do genitals now, dude. To dress
now the
like
gender's
a,
not important. You have to assign genitals.
Like a female character if you're...
Come on, dude. Mrs. Big... Tell? Dude. Bev Bighead?
But they make it... It wasn't like she was... That was a point of... Like, it wasn't just like, oh, that was an ancillary thing. Like, it was, oh... She just happens to be a girl, and they don't mention it. Like, they mention it, like, my dad hasn't talked to me in years because this is who I really am type bullshit.
As a it's kid or insane. As the real new movie?
The new movie
okay,
says
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 makes sense.
Back in the day, there was none of that. There was none of that, you know? Yeah. Back in the golden age, baby, there was none of that.
Yeah, they were showing people how to take them shots to the face with all that
back
Nickelodeon
before the
slime,
nerds took
dude.
Charge.
Yeah. Yep. Rocco's was good.
Now that violence happens online instead of real life, it mm-hmm. really has leveled the playing field. Yep.
It's boring, dude. It even
girl
hurts to
encourage
engage.
The cowardly dog, dude.
Yeah.
That's dude, that also is. Ripped. Courage I tell you what, good. Anything I watched that I thought kicked ass back then kind of sucks right now.
Oh, well, you mean the new
dude.
Versions?
No. Like, I watched Rocko's Modern Life when I was a kid. I thought it was great.
If you watch
and then
it now.
I watch it now, and I'm like, this is fucking horrific.
No, Courage dude. Is still good, dude.
Well, I haven't watched Courage, so I don't know.
It's so good.
Classic example of my life. I was very young. I don't know what it was, and I saw the Neverending Story. I think it is.
Yeah, with a big dog.
Yeah, it's like a dragon dog thing or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was a little kid. I was like, "This is the greatest movie fucking ever."
It's the largest cocker spaniel you'll ever see.
Right. Smash cut. 16 years later, or my 16th birthday. I'm like, "Oh, you know what would be fun? Like retro. I should get that movie. I think it's awesome." And my parents got me fucking. Never-ending story
for your
my
16th
birthday because I asked for it. I was like, "This is what
Playboy never-ending story, please."
I asked for it, dude. I watched it.
Those are
like,
the two things I want.
This is the worst shit I've ever seen, dude. I was like, "This fucking." I don't even know what I maybe watched the thing halfway through, and I've never seen the disc since, dude. That fucking.
I've never even seen it. I won't.
It's not good. It's like some sort of.
I was like that with Bobby's World, dude. Leave me alone.
Oh my god,
it's Bobby's
that?
World.
It's
dude.
Like
terrible.
When the G.I. costumes Joe? Ruled supreme. You know what I mean? Like The Labyrinth, David Bowie, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I like
same,
Labyrinth.
Exactly same era, same style of filming.
Okay.
Yeah, like that kind of shit. What are you guys looking at?
Stooge text Stoogie. That makes no fucking sense Stoogie's per usual.
Dummy, guys, a new have joke? You seen his Instagrams
no, guys,
lately, dude?
Is it Andy Mango?
Jesus Christ. Dude. You want to talk about a dude who needs to get his grill fixed, dude. Get some braces. Pull those bitches
your left
in,
ear.
Dude.
I'm missing my right ear.
It's enough cracks in Pittsburgh, you know what I mean?
I'm still trying to. He has new jokes in here that I will.
You can't. No. You can't burn his fucking bits.
No,
yes,
you
did,
okay.
You,
well,
you do that in front
if
of his.
You
got
to think. What is the definition of a joke? Okay.
Yeah.
And when I read these, you'll go, "Oh yeah, that's not a joke at all." So don't worry.
No,
about that.
No, they are. That's the thing. If anyone laughs, it's a joke. It doesn't matter if it's. I'm serious.
See here, it's Andy
what I just
Stuka.
Said wasn't a joke, but it was funny. So that's a joke.
Oh yeah. Hey Sky, read the new joke right there if okay. you can. Word right, for well. Word. Do not. Fuck
do
it up.
Not okay. fuck it up.
Here we go. Here's a tasty
if,
joke.
If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around to hear it, what are you, a fair?
See, that's a joke. New joke, new text, boom, that one. So that's what we're dealing with.
You're just beating it.
That's how you fix
death.
It. He doesn't,
it's good
Blake
now.
Knows.
Yeah,
Blake knows.
Last one.
That's how
he's
you
like
fix
the,
it. That's how you fix it.
Putting up a fight
it,
that time.
Yeah, dude. We got that bitch straightened out.
Son
you know what
a
I mean?
Bitch.
Ugh. God damn. Dude, this is the finest adapter magnifier.
Hey, dude.
Have wait,
that
so what
same
was the
energy
one? If a tree
when that
falls
guy
in the
shows
forest
up.
And no one's around to hear it, are you a fag?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's it. Yeah.
That's good.
That's Parkway material.
That's good. Cut that out.
That's Parkway.
We want to use that.
Fuck yeah. Good stuff.
I'm going to start saying
have you
that
seen his Instagram? He's starting, and maybe it's Andy Mango. That's what
dude, he
look.
Starts filming these things 20 seconds after waking
oh,
up.
Man. Oh, it's amazing, dude.
Full
it's
nose hairs
amazing.
Out.
What did he say he wanted was a turkey bacon bagel or some shit? That's when I turned it off. I went, he's tripping, dude.
He's a fucking psycho.
This is the first time you know he's that. Done. Woke up
so
from
talking
Molly
about iced coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dunkin'.
Jesus.
Be a Starbucks person.
I'm looking it up. I'm finding fucking Stooch's goddamn account because I want to play the audio of one of them.
Well, you know.
Oh my God, he's gonna copyright strike your ass.
I want
dude.
You guys. There's a difference. This is Stuchel, and then there's Mango. Okay, Andy Mango is a whole new animal, but this Stuchel guy.
Yeah, he's leaving Stooge behind.
He's leaving. He's leaving him, dude.
The Viper. Eventually, people are gonna get jealous of the Viper, or in this case, the Mango, and then they're gonna bring their own fruit. It's gonna be a whole incident. I don't think so. There's gonna be Bobby Banana. There's gonna be.
He's talking about everything being expensive, but he's buying a mango.
I've been telling the women to come out. To Mike's to tell Stooge that he'd be hot if he shaved the goatee.
Oh yeah, that goatee is so bad.
Yeah. He looks
like I would fuck you, but like the goatee.
The goatee.
He looks like the guy you see in the mugshot.
We can go to CVS and get a razor right now.
Yeah.
Oh, his videos are not under the mango, dude.
No.
Well, yeah, no, they're regular. Andy, he doesn't have any. There's Andy a difference. Mango
it might be on Stooge memes.
Yeah.
The Stooge. You're right. It might be on Stooge memes. How am I not subscribed to Stooge memes? Look, regulars, if you're not looking into the Andy Stoochel experience,
you're missing out. You are missing the Andy Stoochel anomaly.
Are you going to grow into
a whole person or not? You know, you got to fucking get it.
I love Stooge because he's one of those guys who fails his way to the top, baby.
He doesn't fail his way to the top at all, dude. He's fucking skipping.
Do you know how many
subscribers
he would get if people wanted to pay attention to Dumb, and they do every day? He's going to be millionaire, dude. He's going to do... I'm telling you what. I bet you Andy Mango puts the first comedy club
up. Dude, I would have found it so much faster. Guess what the thumbnail is? I'm sorry to interrupt. For Stooge memes.
Leo with a swan or something?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Do you guys remember Bjork when she wore that swan dress to the fucking... No one does.
Of course we do.
Who doesn't know Bjork?
There are some people who will remember when Bjork wore a swan dress to the fucking Grammys.
That was Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, that's the whole point. Is it's Leonardo DiCaprio doing an impression of Bjork? If you see the Bjork thing, which is crazy,
not esoteric.
It's probably not on purpose, but it's like dead on. So she went to and she wore this weird ass dress where a fucking goose was strangling her ass like Leo here, the fucking autoerotic fucking asphyxie.
He does send me some sick screenshots.
Are you ready for it? It's going to be loud. Oh, all dude, right, he's smart enough to isolate the sound.
Of Adam Sandler. I don't know if you know him or not.
Do you guys know Sandler?
When they tell him.
Never heard
Duncan,
of it?
Hey man, we're all out of cold brew.
And he's playing My Life.
Come on!
That's good.
And he cuts it off before it's done.
Well, again, that's the new way to do it.
Yeah.
That's my point.
Stooch is as smart as you or better. It's
literally everybody else that does that.
Yeah.
He noticed enough to do it. You know what I mean?
I think the office life has been treating him good. He's getting ideas there.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this is how business is run.
Yeah.
He's got plenty of time to troll posts, dude. He's still out there trying to get posts.
Yes.
By the way, he's a go-getter, dude. This dude doesn't
really fuck around.
He's actually a go-getter. He sends me these conversations with some of these girls on Tinder, dude. Here's one.
Here's one.
Here's dude, one. This is with, this dude. Is with
wait,
a gal named...
First and foremost, all right, fine. No. Whatever you got.
No, dude. If you give me something, expect it to be out.
Okay. Yeah, okay? That makes sense. Yeah. That makes
sense. Most of the time.
Corey's got loose lips. Yeah, don't tell him anything that matters.
It's pertinent. Yeah.
That's probably a good reflection on you because you don't really tell anyone about your life, and it's probably because you don't trust them as much as you know they should not trust you.
I mean, hey, they know as much as they need to know. Anyway.
Everyone is their own barometer. That's all I'm saying. Anyway.
So this gal named Caitlin is talking to Stooge. God bless her.
Jenner,
and,
right?
Yeah.
What is this, a dad or something?
Whoa, you live in California?
Yeah. So he goes, well, let's meet for Margs at Condado tonight.
Margs?
Margs.
Margaritas,
baby. Come on, you got to speak the Stooge.
Well, let's meet for Margs at Condado tonight in Lawrenceville at 9 p.m. She goes, I'd be down, except I'm probably working late. He goes, he knows that's a smokescreen, baby. He's a salesman. He's like, we got to get past this. We got to get past this.
His words are? We got to get past it?
No, okay, but okay, we, yeah. Come
what's
on.
He
knows.
What's he got to say? What's he got?
He knows. He says, let's do Saturday at 7 then. She goes, I'm also working Saturday.
You know, my schedule's pretty pretty booked out
savage,
here.
Savage, dude.
His next text is, I have a lot of money.
He's that guy.
And then she
goes, ha ha, very nice. And then he says, In Iraqi diners, I purchased them right after the 2003 U.S. invasion.
What the fuck?
That's fucking brilliant.
That's
dude.
Great. That's
the
good.
Best thing I've ever heard.
Oh my yeah. god, dude. Yeah,
that's good.
Oh, then I'm assuming, no one saw that turn.
What's so funny is that that
we're
was sent at 7:33 p.m. and he sent me the screenshot at 11:10 and she has not responded.
Fucking
dude,
shout
he's
out,
gotta
dude.
Post that on all oh, time man. 75.
No, no, he did, bro. He did.
He did.
A goddamn yeah. warlord of the internet.
He
on
the Tinder subreddit.
Yeah, he only, it, Andy. He only. It was only the very nice in the Iraqi diners thing wasn't in there.
But why
he,
would it not be?
Because it hadn't happened yet.
Oh well, yeah.
And he just says,
repost.
"Let's do Saturday at 7. And she goes, "I'm also working Saturday." And he goes, "I have a lot of money." And he goes, "Internet, get ready for this and post it."
Well, he's got a guys. You already heard first. S T U C H period M E M E S Stooch memes, dude.
Got to plug
fucking
him.
A, dude. You got it, dude.
He works hard, dude.
Dude, that fucking that Sandler impression off the charts. Because I was like, I was waiting for it to be like, a bunch of words, and he just fucking totally. It was all sell and no purchase.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yes.
It was
yes.
fucking great. Yes.
I told him, I go, yo, you should do like a series of just impressions.
Yeah,
you know.
Ugh.
And I want them to be real bad. Maybe just not even change his voice.
That's what I'm
just
saying,
say something
dude.
That yeah. they might say. And then just you can that, get traction by being so bad.
Do
at
that yeah, exactly. Do that same.
I said that
whatever he does.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he fails up, dude. That's how this dude wins.
It's not failing up. That's a strategic stooge plan. That's where you underestimate.
I don't know if anything stooge does a strategic.
He told me he's getting tired of his office job, too, dude, which is, he's like, I'm thinking about quitting.
It's like consistent pay. I'm like, what the fuck
is
this?
You should see the fucking text between Sky and Stooge whenever Stooge was trying to ask for $15 an hour. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, Sky is like so fucking mean to him. Why in the fuck would I ever pay you $15 an hour?
Oh man.
Well, you know, with the economy,
who
the price,
do
I don't give a fuck.
You get $10 an hour.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah, he'll send me that and I
what
respond
I?
With a bucket. The last,
Bernie
baby.
Sanders over here? Come on now.
Well, I try not to get you involved with that thing because you tell me the forgiveness is the key to living a better life. That's stuck in my head, dude.
Yeah, we
I can't pull it off either.
Get to Parkway.
Oh, is it that time already?
Yeah. 7:33, baby.
What time is it supposed to start? Sounds like
he
a 9 o'clock.
He starts at 8 now, eight. Dude.
That's why we got here early.
No,
so
yeah,
if
yeah,
you
yeah,
showed
so
up
yeah.
at 9, you be on time. All right,
well,
dog.
Go around the table. Say who you are. This is...
The Big Dick.
The Big Dick.
Please take that out.
Yes.
Please take
no!
that out.
No!
You definitely
goes,
are, yeah.
I'm not editing this. Who yeah. cares? And who cares? I don't know.
Corey Henderson, you seriously, that is you.
Over here, we got Blake Scala, zero upcoming shows.
Yes. How you like it?
Zero shows.
Yep.
Well, I honestly have no shows coming either.
Yeah.
Sky, how about
we're
all
available.
Your shows? Shows.
We got zero shows coming, dog. You know what we got? We got workshops all
yeah,
damn
dude, people
day.
People ask me to be on shows.
Learning
I go, there's a mic that night. I'd rather
a
not.
Fucking human.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind having a workshop in the friend group. And I'm talking about like not just
friend
like a bunch
groups.
Of groups. Yeah. We have a friend group. I'm sorry to...
Listen, ever since that
Shim
Patty
kids.
Thing where
Let's
he says
go.
If you got weight on your Get shoulders, it. Talk to somebody, a lot of guys are just becoming emotional.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's right. You should if you feel like offing yourself. But if you guys want to hold hands, I mean, that's why we have golf. We do the work
You're
there.
You're saying it's good
we
if you
want
to off yourself.
Cars.
Like
yes,
you
yeah,
okay.
yeah, I want to.
Just
well,
tell people
Sky,
first.
Skywalker, everyone.
Skywalker.
It's just yep. signing off before the mic. Blake's out. Is that all?
We're good. Dude, what's the song? What's the song you going with?
Oh, what dude, what was Stooch
Something
listening
about
to
nuts
in the
kicking
car?
The chair out?
No,
is there
no. A... Stooch was listening to, I don't. What was that song? I don't care, it's my life. Yeah, that's it. It was in the car for the
no,
Stooch
dude.
Meme.
There's
you guys
a song
didn't hear
I was
that?
Listening to today because I was reminded of ICP.
All right,
today.
Let's,
ooh,
let's
here we go.
Okay. In the words of the immortal, ICP.
No, we're you should go with Psychopathic Riders, Plug Dat Puss. It's very
plug
nice.
Plug Dat Puss. That's
never going to happen, bro. All right, say bye, everybody.
Good night.
That was it, dudes. We nailed it. Now, you might have heard right there at the end, Corey did suggest a song for our featured artist. And if you're like me, you knew that that song was going to be funny, but it was also going to be annoying as fuck. That's right. Annoying as fuck. But I couldn't help but check it out. This song he suggested... was a thing called, let me look here what I got.
It was by the group Psychopathic Ridas, spelled R-Y-D-A-S. I'm surprised they didn't go with a Z. But they're Psychopathic Ridas, and the song was called Plug Dat Puss. Now, when I heard the title, that's when I knew things were going to go wrong. And when I looked up the album, released in the year 2000. Shout out to Conan, Andy Richter. The album, Dumpin'. I don't know. Some of you know what they mean when they say dumping. Especially when they're plugging that puss. But the point being is I knew it was going to be a sack of shit. But I couldn't help but look it up. So let's give it a little listen. Let's give this part a little. Hear it out, you know? I mean, was it everything you were hoping for? It goes on like that for 4 minutes, guys. More than 4 minutes. What the fuck time? How much... 4 minutes and 6 seconds of... I'm just going to randomly skip ahead here. Got a name with them hips, and can you lick my dick like you just lick your lips? Pull in, plug that puss. You with it? I hit it. You feel that? I did it. I promise. I only... Look, guys, it's got its moments. I'm not going to lie to you. But not my cup of tea, dude. I just can't sit through it for that long, you know? 4 minutes, 6 seconds of that shit? Not gonna happen. But if you want to look up Plug That Puss, the group is Psychopathic Ridas, R-Y-D-A-S. The album, in the year 2000, Dumpin'. What I did instead was went for something a little more thematic, we'll say, with the episode. I have found what I believe is just a single. I don't know what this guy does other than this album. But, his name is Tyga Hoods 903. That's like the hood, you know, Tyga Hoods 903. And this is a 2020, so that would be COVID release, I guess, called Driving Range. So check it out, guys. Tyga Hoods on Spotify at the very least.
I was at the driving range, I was putting in work. I had to grow my own status, yeah, I came out the dirt. You already know I had to put the course in the hearse. I hit a roadblock, threw it straight in reverse. I know I am the truth, I don't really care who signed me. Telling me, Callaway, she's to come and find me. Cause I know who's behind me, cause I'm always in front. Never take the safe route, I was taught to fin hunt. When I'm in a golf cart, I like to swing while I stunt. That's one thing about me, I never ever punt. I'ma go for the win, just like it is my last. I want a piece of fame and a whole lot of cash. I gotta do the dance, I get the 100 meter. I'm in a fast lane, y'all are just on the feeder. I can pay for a listen, come to me, I am cheaper. You can try to keep up, but my swing is off the meter. I used to play Callaway, now it's Bridgestone. Don't know who I am, well it won't be long. This another golf song to the gym while you're golfing. Any match play, I put them all in a coffin. When they finally catch a glimpse, they be all on my ring. I can hit the draw, power fade, or attack a trigger when you dress me. Call me Mr. Tiger Hoods, cause they know I'm the king. That was way overstood me in my golf clubs. That's really all I got. I got one shot, and I'm coming in high. I got my vocals in my hand, and I'm hitting flip shots. I'm putting on my wedge straight on a Dodge. Catch me at the driver range, and I'm working on my swing. This is my life, but to you, it's a game. You can keep the fame. Because I want the money, I'ma shine in any weather. It don't have to be sunny, this ain't even funny. But I get the last lap in the golf cart, like I'm riding in a Jag. I don't have a caddy, so I tow my own bag. I had to add my zig to the zag. Someone wear the white flag, cause the course needs a breed. I'ma make them fit me everywhere like COVID-19. But there's no vaccines to what I'm finna do. Y'all gon' catch my name like humans catch the flu. Houston in my heart, so I say what it do. Y'all better listen to my words, I'm giving you a clue. That I'm the new truth, or on the course in the booth. But back to golf, I would never fall off. They might cut the laws, cause I'm about to set the scene. Just focus on my game. From the tee to the green, I never go around, going right in between. I'm at the golf course or at the golf lean. I came with the drip like I came out the scene. My drive skate by you like I'm at the roller ring. But what did you think that I was gonna do? I can't let you up, you gotta take your own shoes. Life give you buggy, but it is what it is. I made a 6-footer from social distance on my left hand. I got a tailor-made glove, you can slide me the money. You can keep the fake love. I give all the credit to the man up above. But he made me the best, you can take that as a slug. I need a big block with at least 8 lugs. I used to ride horses, but I traded them from clubs. It started as a dream, but now it is my life, you can call me some pressure cause I'm about to bust pipe.
Hey, it started as a dream, but now it is my life, you can call me some pressure cause I'm about to bust pipe.
We must stop the terror. I call upon all nations to do everything they can to stop these terrorist killers.
Thank you.
Now watch this drive.